coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. Making up for lost time, we have a great show lined up for you for this Overdrive edition, Making Up for Lost Time edition. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is with me. I'll tell you what, he's got some information that's going to blow your socks right off. Please listen to what he's got to say. Also, next week, we're going to have him back earlier in the week, probably Tuesday. Okay, which would be the second, the day after New Year's Day, the first guest of the year. And hopefully we can get, I believe this to be the case, with Steve Michael Yon. So that's kind of the way it's going to play out next week. That's going to be fantastic. Michael Yon is really a personal hero of mine. Michael has been doing some tremendous work at the border. The information that I've been getting from him has been just, it would just knock your socks off, the fact that we're being invaded. Before I get to Steve, I just want to mention this. You know, folks, you know I've been sick, so I apologize. I just want to say this. I apologize for being dark for the period after Christmas. However, we're back. But I want to tell you that over the Christmas holiday, I was talking to some people who have had some digestive issues, and I'm serious about this. There are more and more people that I run into where they have digestive problems, and this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with fraudulent food, with the fraudulent food pyramid, you know what I'm talking about, for the longest time. Well, and this potential toxin that I'm referencing here causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide, and we can see this through some warning signs. They include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Yes, that, remember that, skin problems, because, I was speaking with someone over the Christmas holiday who found this gut cleanse protocol.com/Hagman. This cleared up her skin problems. And I'm telling you, this is something, this is unbelievable. I'm a big proponent of this. Dr. Gundry explains, if you go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman and do that, please go there or click the link in the description box below. He explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. And I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problems from your own home. It's really simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. Folks, you can find this out for yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Hagman. Please go there. I'm telling you, we're more about solutions than anything else. This is one of the most fascinating things I've seen in a long time. And it hits close to home. All right. And again, I want to thank them for being a sponsor of our program. Again, click the link in the program description box below and do that today. All right. Now, I want to show you something. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's bring Steve on right now, and then we'll open with what was recent, just sent to him. And this is so important. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Doug. And it's a really important show because, in essence, I'm going to share some stuff that people are going to have a hard time to receive today as it's given, but they will have it literally fulfilled before their eyes. And we're going to talk about not only what's going on the border, but we're going to talk about the reality of World War III, because it's now dawning on people that one of the byproducts is radioactive fallout, different isotopes. But there's a story going around, and I'm not faulting the guy that put it out, but that the National Guard is worried about a radiological event. Well, excuse me, World War III, a preemptive nuclear attack on the United States, would be more than a radiological event. How many shows have we done over the years, Doug? A rhetorical question. And every place I'm on, from a two-hour special with Mike Adams over the weekend, that was one of the best interviews, according to him. And I think it was, you listened to it.
Yeah.
It's a must listen. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as the time runs out on the United States, and I believe that there's no more sand left in the upper chamber of the hourglass, I believe we're on vapor lock. And I think everybody's got to understand something, that our government in all realms has intentionally put over a quarter of a billion, if not 300 million people, in harm's way as a Luciferian sacrifice. And if people don't understand the difference, between intentional destruction of the military from within, intentional blood sacrifices within the very most, quote, sacred halls of the former slaughterhouse, that's what it is, and the absolute silence in the face of mass slaughter of innocent men and women, our Palestinian brothers and sisters in Jesus. I'd be saying the same thing if these are Christians any place in the world, and yet the deaf, dumb, and denying people that claim to be Christians are clapping at the blood of the innocents because there's some kind of, quote, in their eyes, a heavenly mandate. I'm going to say this right off. The former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, is now telling people what you on the Hagman Report were told after the, quote, border breach in Israel. You were told exactly, and I believe we read it from border guards that were talking about all the anomalies. And Michael Flynn is calling for an investigation of Benjamin Netanyahu. And ladies and gentlemen, what is the world of international Jewish faith adherence? There's nothing against true Jews, biblical Jews, but what are they going to say when they found out that it was a intentional slaughter that was allowed to happen for the broader plan of depopulation of Gaza?
Boy, and that's going to make you popular, that statement.
Huh?
That statement is going to make you popular. I'm saying that because a lot of people refuse to believe that that could happen.
Correct.
You know.
That's why I'm quoting my source, Defense Intelligence. That's why I'm quoting. You know, why am I doing this? Because everything we're seeing, in my opinion, is setting us up for World War III. We're being blackmailed by the Ukraine. We're being told that, you know, in our own press, we're being told that we don't have any weapons, which is true, that the Navy is using $2 to $3 million missiles to shoot down $100,000 drones. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist who knows that any guided missile cruiser, any aircraft carrier, and their intelligence is this good, that they run out of missiles before you run out of $100,000 drones, okay? So in essence, the ratio is 30 drones capable of doing damage to every one missile. Doug, and I'm going to say this. The lies that we've learned to embrace are absolutely going to be our ultimate destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, the press, which is totally controlled, totally manipulated, totally funded, and totally, scripted by the most evil people in the world, and that would be the technocrats and those who absolutely hate America because they can skip the country on their half-billion-dollar yachts or billion-dollar yachts. They can go to their bunkers in New Zealand. They can go every place in the world. You and I can't. And so now we're watching, Doug, in real time, the slaughter of innocent men, women, and children. By the way, I'm talking, too, about Palestinian Christians. Palestinian Christians. Some of the stories coming out of the Middle East of God sending his angels, literally giving hundreds of Muslims the same dream, turning to Jesus, literally leading 20 women out of a death zone, and then bringing them to a Christian ministry who can tell them who the man in white was and a place of food and water when they were starving and literally dying of thirst. Now, these are Muslims. I want everybody to understand. God is not limited by the insanity of humans under the control of Lucifer. I'll say this again. I've spent my entire life on talk radio, on podcasts, on writing, on books, trying to stop, literally, or prolong the inevitable. And the inevitable is the book of Revelation. I'm on record saying Mystery Babylon is the United States. Spiritual Babylon, Jesus called even Jerusalem Babylon. And let's face it, obviously you've heard the classic evangelifish explanation that, you know, they're going to rebuild Babylon on the shores of the Euphrates. Well, guess what? It's drying up to prepare the way for the kings of the East. Popularity will get hundreds of millions of our countrymen, men, women, and children murdered. And so I don't apologize for anything. And now I'm going to give you, before we get into, Doug, what you're going to read, I'm going to give you three things that I think you're going to need to watch. You're going to need to watch for a couple world rulers to be assassinated. I'm not calling for that. I'm telling you. I'm reporting that. You're going to watch, ladies and gentlemen, high-profile liberal mouthpieces being executed. You're going to watch blood in the streets, primarily in the bluest states. New York is screaming. Chicago is screaming. All of those who welcomed the migrants or immigrants, or let's just call them what they are, the invading hordes, they're going to see blood in their own streets. And when that happens, Doug, the people that thought they were the safest are going to be targeted by multiple enemies. Number one, the very people that are going to come over, take over, declare the revolution. And when people read what you're going to, read it and hear and see it on the screen, what you are going to show and read, then I think they're going to get a major wake-up call. Michael Yon just sent me some pictures. He's down. He's been in Colombia, Nicaragua. He's been in almost Guatemala, Honduras. And he's right now, you know, let me just say this. He asked not to say where he was. He sent me a couple pictures that are showing tens of thousands of migrants headed to the United States. These are all from Latin America, all prior to the border by maybe 100 miles. That would be the U.S. border. And now with that setting, Doug, a friend of mine who I had interviewed, that's all I would tell his name, Al, was listening to the bullhorns that were going on in the opposite side, actually on the opposite side of the border wall in Texas, Arizona, etc. And I want people to hear what's going on, what they're saying, because I stand, and I'm telling you, I will stand on these words because the truth is its best defense. The truth is its best defense. We are already under foreign occupation. So, Doug, with that, will you read
I just want to say this. The truth might be its best defense. And I totally agree with you on that. But sadly, I think our experience, your experience and mine, has proved that the truth is very... is not accepted by the majority of people. Okay, I just wanted to say that. And two more things before we continue with this. You mentioned about the sand in the hourglass. I think one of the most prophetic, perhaps, events that I witnessed with you was your hourglass that you had behind you break. And to me, that signified a moment in time that when everything changed. And I just wanted to say that, as well as folks, if you didn't catch Steve's interview with Mike Adams, it'll be at HagmanPI.com. The link that is, along with the direct video link. It's I'm going to tell you something, of just a phenomenal interview. Again, I just wanted to push that in there so people have that information in front of them. Okay, we'll put that up. Go ahead.
And you read it, Doug.
Okay. Now, this is from someone at the southern border. Steve, I listened to what the fellows with the bullhorns were saying to the migrant caravans. The news guys figured nobody knew what they were actually saying. And this is a quote. Quote, comrades, I exhort you to be the vanguard of the workers' revolution, to drive deep into the heart of the capital beast and kill him in his lair to free the oppressed. This is hardcore Cuban Marxist agitators at their best, and the Third World War is being clamored for by the Chi-Com McConnell. I think it's time to hit the exit. That's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. By the way, I sent this to Hal Turner last night, so if you're hearing it twice, I sent it to him, and at his request, I don't know, Doug, I didn't listen to the program, if he quoted this or didn't quote it, but this is so critical to a skeptic. All the evidence in the world will never suffice their appetite for lies. To those with an agenda, and in this case, a communist takeover of the United States, and by the way, I believe it's a feat already accomplished, okay? I don't believe it's fixing to happen. I don't believe it's getting to happen. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the open borders, contributed to by the highest ranking political hacks on the Chinese payroll, I might add, have allowed this. You know, they will look at, let's say, the Trojan horse, Greek versus the Troy, and think, man, that was Little League compared to what we have here. We are absolutely being lured into our own demise, but not by the nations we basically are fighting proxy wars against: Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, everybody else and their dogs. But what we're fighting for, Doug, is the truth. And you know what's interesting? When people are in bondage and worship the chains that bind them, the last thing they want is to be chained. They want to be unchained or embrace the hardcore reality. And I want people to understand this. The three things I shared, I'm going to revisit them. You're going to see high-profile global political assassinations. And they'll come in threes. And you're going to see high-profile leftists and some fake right news reporters. I don't know the number on those. Somebody can say, well, how do you know that? Well, I believe we're at the 11th hour, and I believe that God's faithful to his calling in my life. And dismiss it if you want. Mock it if you will. Scorn at it as because it makes you mad. But you can't deny what's being said today on the Hagmann Report. Finally, the high-profile, migrantized, bastardized cities are going to see blood running in their streets. Those mayors and the public officials and the election officials, this is all going to be done by, by assassinations, third column, in other words, military skilled operators in this country to maximize civil war. There is no history, and I would say this, communist history, without the overthrow and a revolution and the slaughter of innocents by the millions. Whether it's Stalin, whether it's Mao, whether it's even Pol Pot, I forget the number of people he killed, but it was a couple million. But death statistics mean nothing until it's your daughter, until it's your son, until it's your next door neighbor, until it's your friend, until it's people you've grown up with, walked with Jesus with, or walked away from, people you've walked away from, because they wanted their own egotistical, pompous identity as the friendship with the world, and they chose friendship with the world over enmity with God. And so what I'm saying in all this is that the false narratives will be the trap that takes down the mouthpieces for hell. And every night and every day, the, quote, fact checkers, I have another word for those guys, but, you know, I'll leave that alone. The Snopes have turned into the Snipes. Everything that is, quote, the determinant of truth is funded by the Sorosidal money that has taken down the country. I categorically reject that a political solution will save this country, because too many things are going on in the world. Let me share one that's really critical. The Houthis have proven that they're no, let's say this, they're not wishy-washy. And they have said, we're not afraid of your aircraft carriers, so has Iran. The amount of sophisticated weaponry, and we're going to deal with some of it, is beyond most people's comprehension. And so when we're told in the controlled press, America's got the fastest drone in the world, that's not true. I'm talking about high-speed hypersonic drones. That's just not true. Your show, and I've talked at an extent in private briefings, and I want to say something about private briefings. It is the most condensed, open source intelligence put together by one of the most intelligent men I've ever met in my life, brought into my life supernaturally by the living God. His bona fides are off the charts. He was a child prodigy and grew up with a very famous nuclear physicist father. And because of his brilliance at an early age, sat in on some of the most striking technology in the world. He doesn't live in the country. As a matter of fact, the last time they tried to kill him was 3 years ago when he came into my life. And the first question I asked him when he texted me from the hospital out of the country is, who tried to whack you? That's a true statement. So why am I saying this? Because of the same attitude you identified at the beginning. Well, you're not going to make any friends or whatever you said. Forgive me. People are going to get furious. Let me ask this. Is the world safer after the events in the Middle East now, or is it more deadly? Are the Arabs, who used to be the purchasers of American weapon systems and used to trade petroleum for the petrodollar, are they abandoning, fleeing it like the plague? Answer is yes. Are we seeing the orchestrated, how do I say this? The orchestrated, not only refutation of the U.S. dollar, refutation, R-E-F-U-T-A-T-I-O-N, coupled with the destruction and the reputation of the United States, it's all an elaborate plan to take down the USA. But the cooperation and the silent majority, I'll make another statement, and I'll back it up, and people will, you know, flip out. But when we see the end of our country, do you really believe there's not lawfare, ladies and gentlemen? Do you really believe that the Constitution still matters? And the silence of the Supreme Court? I'll say this. God judges who judge unrighteously. I take that to mean there's going to be some exposure. And by the way, it's not going to be against the two Republican or conservative judges that the left hates. You're going to see every bit of exposure prior to the time of Henry Gruber's vision, George Washington's vision, Dmitry Dudeman's vision, A.A. Allen's vision. These are all real. A.C. Valdez's vision. And the people that are clamoring that, you know, somehow it's magically going to turn around. I mean, I got news for you. What are they doing? Instead of eating their genetically modified breakfast cereal and not even using real sugar, they're sprinkling fairy dust on it. And it's served by unicorns with a plate over their horn. This is not fairy dust and unicorn time, okay? This is also not the time to be, well, I just don't believe it. God would never let that happen. To my knowledge, and Doug, correct me, you listen to a lot of different shows, and if this isn't true, I'll stand corrected. How many talk show hosts, how many people that have huge audiences are talking about the need for repentance, are talking about the fact that God is going to judge America? He's consistent in history. He's consistent in his word. And the way that most people have shunned the word of God and claiming to be, you know, believers, woke women, I always wonder why they're all bald. That's not a racist statement. It's a realist statement. You know, oh, abortion is such a sacrament. And some of the most heinous people slaughtering the innocent. I don't know. I'm seriously asked the Lord this. I said, God, I'm sure glad you have an innumerable amount of angels making millstones, because there are a lot of people that are going to find themselves damned in eternity. And oh, by the way, there really is a real hell. And oh, by the way, there really is a real heaven. Expect some of the most explosive, wonderful revelations from heaven coming forth by people who have died, whether they're 2 hours, 3 hours. And even atheist doctors saying, look, this guy was dead, or this woman was dead, D-E-A-D. Unfortunately, because we can't spell in America any longer because of the educational usurpation and sewage of national education. The point is that because someone doesn't believe in hell, doesn't believe in heaven, oh, and is looking for the transhumanist self-actualization of, I'm going to live forever, I'm going to download my brain. Well, someone who says they're going to download their brain, in my opinion, doesn't have one to begin with. We sit and look for a human hero. We deny the holy God. We can't even reflect the time that America was great with freedom and justice for all. Look, there was a lot of crap going on, but really bad crap. But now the roosters are coming home to roost. And unfortunately, the crowing of the denial of Jesus will supersede Peter, which he repented of. And just a point of fact, the reason Jesus asked Peter, do you love me, three times, was to counteract basically the curse that Peter had placed on himself and saying, I don't know him, I don't know him, I don't know him. That's a fundamental statement. With our heart, we believe unto righteousness. With our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I come into my office. I love the three lions behind me. Actually, there's probably closer to 7 or 8 or 10. But the ones that can see because of the framing of the screen, the righteous are as bold as lions. And one of our brothers that listens to us sent me a really neat statement by St. Augustine. Basically, when the lion roars, he doesn't care about the response. He's declaring his dominance in the jungle. So many times I feel like, you know, Lord, I've been a lion without teeth. And God said, it's because they did not hear, they would not hear, and they chose not to hear. Now, I don't care if people believe that or not. One guy said, I hate your guts, but you've been consistent. One guy said, these are people, you know, the point is my validation comes.
But wouldn't you want that? I mean, again, this is just my question to you. Wouldn't you want that? Look, I don't like you, but you've been consistent. To me, that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is a compliment, you know. And the favorite one is, well, I'd listen to you more and more people would accept what you're saying if you just wouldn't talk about Jesus. Oh. And my answer is the same, will always be the same by the grace of God. because he's the one that has anointed me, whether people accept or not. I'm not trying to make a case for myself. I'm making a case for the living God. The fact is that the scripture tells us, know them that labor amongst you. There is no repentance being spoken of in the land outside of a few voices. Mine's one. And I'm not saying I'm the only one, but mine's one. There is no challenge to the surrender of the American claimants to Christianity to such great evil, basically saying, I want to be friends with the world more than they want the praise of God. And, you know, Doug, this is so tragic. It's absolutely so tragic and horrifically tragic that I'm almost running out of ways to respond to it. Now let's get to the situation at hand.
Okay, before we do that, I just want to say this. Folks, go to prep777.com. That's prep777.com. Steve, we didn't get a chance to talk. While I was down, a delivery came to my office, and I just saw it today. And this is the bug out bag right here. If you go to prep777.com, I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the neatest things I've ever seen. Whoever put this together, the mind that put this together, what a fabulous bug out bag, including the knife that you were talking about. It's right here. I'm not going to get it out, but so many things. Life straw, folks. There's nothing missing. I'm looking at, and I can't angle the camera that to show you, but there is nothing missing from this bag. Folks, go to prep777.com and get your bug out bag. I'm telling you, it's worth every penny of it.
And I think there's two of them. That one was a satellite combination. The other one, I think, Eric, it's the next image. There you go. I want to draw attention to the knife. That knife was designed by Mike Adams. Mike knows quite a bit about knives. And for the record, when I had a survival store that was the biggest in the country, I sold, I believe, every brand of knife, both commercial, whether it was Gerber, whether it was Kershaw, whether it was Cold Steel. And the knife that Mike designed is absolutely perfectly balanced. This is not for a threat. One of the most important objects is a knife. It's what you strike your flint with to start a fire. It's what you clean your fish with to start a fire. This little puppy is what, I think, $450. And that's included in the prep777.com. Look, this is no threat. It's a knife. But what people don't understand is when someone puts a bug out bag together, and this is important, they try and anticipate what you're going to need in a worst case scenario. And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming into a worst case scenario. And there's many cases of people, incidents of people being told, go now. In other words, you know, when the command is given, go now. The life straw is critical. And Doug, just to bring everybody up to speed on the water situation in the world, through geoengineering and weather warfare, the absolute destruction of fresh water sources is underway. Because when you can stop, you know, people from having access to potable or drinkable water, they absolutely don't have at maximum a week left. You know, maybe there are exceptions, but generally, actually 3 days left. I remember a word, and by the way, people that have listened to me for 35 years know I gave this word. It's a matter of, I don't know, 9,000 hours ago. But I said the two most precious commodities in the world prior to the second coming of Jesus, as the tribulation would start, I'm defining that, but the two most precious commodities would be drinkable or potable water and food, edible food. Those were the words that Jesus gave me. And again, this doesn't, you know, take it to the Lord in prayer. If I had lived on public opinion, I would have died 1 week after being on talk radio. I want everyone to understand something. There is no faster way. It's beyond hypersonic speed to get right with Jesus and to repent. There's nothing else that you can do. You can't crawl on your knees to put a piece of silver on a miracle board. You can't pray or buy a papal indulgence that you get out of purgatory. By the way, biblically, there is no purgatory. I know that upsets Catholics, too. But the point is that what does the Bible say? And that's the critical mass and the critical matter. The deal is, sure, the scripture says love your enemies, but it doesn't say and let them cut your heart out. And that's a real statement. Scripture doesn't say that. That's what's happening. There are gangs now coming across the border that are cannibal gangs. I hope, Doug, people understand that. Cannibal gangs.
I don't think people have the... Excepting our audience, Steve, I'm not sure people really understand that the cannibals exist, that there are cannibal gangs. I think Michael Young could probably comment on that, but that is so far out of the realm of what people are used to. I mean, the normalcy, it's just incredibly difficult for many people to comprehend, but you're exactly right. But the Bible talks. Let me ask: did not the Bible reference cannibalism in the last days?
Well, and even in the prophecies, the one that when God's talking about his judgment on the how should I say this, the invaders, he said they flay, flay, the flesh of my people. They boil their bones, in essence, in broth. And so, yes, it says that. But Doug, another thing. Here's one of the things that I look back on my life, okay? And I can look back, you know, on this statement, 35 years. And I made the statement when I got saved 52 years ago, coming up in March. Thank you, Jesus. The bottom line is that when you see cannibalism filling the headlines of the day, when you see the major volcanoes of the world going off, anybody watching Iceland? Anybody watching, Italy? By the way, Italy's got so many subsea seamounts, volcanoes underwater, that when they start to go, it's going to be a whole different sea coast for most of the Mediterranean, and especially Italy. But when you see those things... No, and here's what he said. Tribulations are underway. There's a difference between the Great Tribulation. Oh, I don't know. You talk about kicking a hornet's nest. I'm glad I got basically hornet-proof anointing. And sometimes I get stung. And it's when I let my guard down, when I trust the wrong people. And God knows, I thought, Lord, boy, I wish I would have seen the discernment as being a number one thing to seek of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because, Doug, we're going to see some of the most horrific things that there are none of our minds. I'm saying none of our minds can embrace what's coming. Now, what's the good news? Jesus will protect us. Jesus will deliver us, or he'll take us home. But I think what's the most amazing thing is that people without hope are not without Jesus. People who see, and listen, in the natural, it's a hopeless situation. But in the supernatural, they that know their God, rightly related through the blood of Jesus Christ, and a repentant, heartfelt dependence on him, notice how I'm engaging this, are going to see the most marvelous acts of deliverance. Jesus told us, Luke 21:36, watch and pray that ye might be worthy, accounted worthy to stand before the Son of Man and essence, escape all these things that are coming on the earth. That's not the rapture. The war that's coming to church is, I'm talking about the claimants to evangelical church. The war in the Catholic Church is already raging between traditional Catholics and the Marxist Cuban liberation theology Catholics. The war in Protestantism has been going in a subterfugal or beneath the surface, especially between the woke and broke congregations and the people that are still staying true. The bigger the congregation, the further away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ will they come, or will they veer from? I mean, there should be no this is what I woke up with this morning. There should be no homeless population in any city with a mega church. There should be none. There should be no homeless population.
And yet here we are.
Yet here we are. And Jesus said, we're going to go into overtime, right?
Brother, it's your call. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me not. I was naked and you clothed me not. And people can say, Lord, when? And he said, inasmuch as you failed to do it unto the least of these, you failed to do it unto me. And then he's going to commend those who basically love their fellow humans enough to make a difference. And Doug, your listeners and my listeners, and I'm going to say this, the followers of Jesus have been so gracious to help us help different families, different vets, but I've never seen more people claiming to be widows, and there's ways we can check them out, you know. I would tell you this, that it's astonishing to me how many people will take the name of Jesus and be turned out just by basic records checks to be total frauds, 21 aliases, 21-1. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the thing. This is the patience of the saints, which I'm working on. Thank you for your prayers. I do not possess it. I'm believing I will possess it. Look at the things that we're now dealing with. We're dealing with things our eyes cannot even discern without, you know, a specialty software and specialty technology. What's real and what's false anymore? We can't. We can't even trust our ears because of soundbite. People could take me, my voice, or you, Doug, or anybody's voice, and they can put it into, you know, alien implanted chat GPT or whatever. And something that people have got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, when I said that AI was alien implant and alien intelligence, you know, it doesn't just mean the invaders from Mars, which, by the way, was the first movie, black and white movie, that showed implants in the back of the head. Look it up. Not the newer version in the 70s or early 80s, whatever, but the old original version was where aliens implanted from Mars, implanted little things that look just like what's going under. Hollywood is leading the way in telling you what's coming our way. So without a foundational understanding and an active seeking of the living God, we're going to be deceived. And the scripture, Jesus says it over and over, see that ye be not deceived. Paul talks about seducing spirits. Paul talks about people will reject the truth of God's word, but they'll embrace every form of lies. What we're being subjected to is a controlled narrative. What we're being subjected to is a very sinisterly evil, orchestrated by hell, Lucifer himself, and he's giving the people on earth all the money, all the fame, all the pleasures they want in order to facilitate their cooperation with him in his attempt to destroy humanity. That's why Jesus said, remember, this is my foundation. Jesus said, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, the elect are not someone who's religious, not someone that it's who God has given salvation to. The scripture is very clear. Salvation is free will and also is the rejection of salvation, the determining factor in a person's eternal destiny. So now let's get into the lies, the controlled narrative, and the controlled sacrifice of somewhere between 250 million Americans and 300 million Americans. Doug, let's put up the outline. You read, like we talk, you read number one. I'll go from two and three.
Okay. And folks, this is military advancements. They're years ahead of the U.S., by Russia, China, India, Iran, and North Korea in most areas of hypersonic missiles and advanced cyber warfare and aerial attack platforms. First of all, regarding weapons development and the current state of things, number one, in hypersonic weapons, Russia is years ahead of both the U.S. and China because Russia is deploying weapons in the field for both non-nuclear as well as nuclear applications. And folks, think about this. As a matter of fact, I'll put this in the program description notes at HagmanPI.com. Just click, open the box and for the program description, and you'll see this there. Number two, in missile systems development, Russia, again, is years ahead simply because they make steady advances year after year. Number three, China is ahead of the U.S. in hypersonic development because they are investing hugely to catch up with Russia. Think about that. And thanks, Bill Clinton. That's my opining there, in part. And George Bush. Okay, number four, the Hell Reaper is simply son of Hell Reaper, and is more deadly than the father because it can also carry weapons and can refuel in the air before and after a low-altitude hot run. Yes, it must go high up and slow down to cool off before refueling, but they solved those details. And the Hell Reaper and the father... The reference Hell Reaper is a hypersonic apparatus. Number five, Russia is easily 20 years ahead of the U.S. and NATO because they have been in wartime production mode for the last 10 years preparing for this time because they knew it would take time to build factories and solve supply chain issues. The U.S. is racing because they suddenly realize that it takes years to build new factories and train people and deal with supply chain details. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and Doug, I'll just put one before I start regarding AI. The important thing to remember is you hear in the headlines, I hear in the headlines, the United States doesn't have any gunpowder. Think about that. We're waging war. We're out of ammo. When the Ukraine started, we gave away 51,000 man pads. That's Stinger missiles. That's anything that can take down any aircraft or any tanks. 51,000. At that point, Russia had, I think, less than 1,000 functional tanks. Where'd the other 50,000 go? I'll tell you, some of them went into the hands of Hezbollah, Hamas, you name it, and they got it. And that's something that people have no clue of. Oh, just to take on the whole issue of the fiasco in Israel, why is it that the United States, prior to that event, had Israel give all their extra ammo, extra missiles, etc., to the Ukraine? That's an unanswered question. I wish, maybe I will. And I mean, if it's God's desire and the Lord opens the door, I'm going to call and have a talk with General Flynn. I do not know him. Okay. The difference between he and most of those guys is, in my opinion, they're nailing it. In their opinion, I'm negative and I'm not giving the political process enough credit. I'm sorry, but I'm not. Now, if Eric, you'll put this up, I think it's important. Starting at Roman numeral two, what Doug just read was Roman numeral one. And for the record, the hypersonic glide vehicle known as Hell Reaper or Son of Hell Reaper is capable of Mach 20 to 24. That's 17,000 miles an hour. China's space version of that was launched on an intercontinental ballistic missile, but was capable of pretty much going around the world nonstop. China solved the problem. They didn't need their fuel supply to put their suborbital platform into, I would say this, into, to prove, not only prove a concept, but that's a weapons platform. Same thing with Hell Reaper. Same thing, ladies and gentlemen. The electronic warfare full-scale dominance of Russia's EW weapons is literally maybe even more than 20 years ahead of the United States. Now, regarding AI, now, while Silicon Valley may be capturing Wall Street dollars, they are dealing mostly with things to earn money on the internet. And by the way, this was put together by a science guy who's one of the lead, is the lead analyst for the private briefings. Just a remarkable plethora of relevant understanding of all things military. And ladies and gentlemen, his bona fides are absolutely beyond question. I do have the ability to check out different people. And those of you who are at a Branson conference heard my story. I'm not going to go through it again. But the point is I want people to pay attention to this. And Doug, we've made a decision on private briefings, too, before I come back to regarding AI. We're only going to allow subscribers January and February to subscribe or to, renew their subscriptions. Now, anybody who came on in the year, everybody's duration period of when they signed up will be honored. But I would encourage anybody that is concerned. And one of the comments I got from somebody who's pretty high up in government said, you give, believe this or not, you guys give better open intelligence than we get under our supposed classified presentations. My answer was, I said, obviously, you guys are getting throttled back and throttled down intel. You're only getting a controlled narrative. And it's the same thing with the whole UFO phenomenon, that whole revelation is a captured narrative. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, this series of DVDs, the Mexico Expedition, I don't mind making this an infomercial. On camera, we show every artifact, alien artifact, dug up in real time. Jesse's not given orders. He's on his hands and knees. And I will say this, right now, we are filming segments as a script is being written by Daniel Holdings. Jesse's, let's just say this, in a very unique place, already filming the next. The next title, working title, and Doug, this is critical. It's Orbs, Portals, and Stargates.
Wow.
The majority of it will be original footage, original interviews, and some of the stuff that people never even embraced. That's a big order. And then here's the biggest order, to get it done in 90 to 100 days and get it out. I don't know if we've got that long. That's not a I just don't know. But what I am saying is this. No sooner did I say this on your show today, and for the record, it's December 29th, the year is 2023, and a gentleman from, I won't give any more particulars than this, a Northern Montana sends me some video footage, couple minutes of some really unusual orb activity. Orbs, I'm talking orbs. He said, Steve, I stopped the camera. He said, I went out. You can see him on his infrared camera. And there's nothing to see in the visible light spectrum. But in the infrared, it's like ricochet rabbit in the air. It's like the Mothra lights in Texas. It's like what Jesse's viewing off the coast of Baja. It's what people are seeing in Europe. People are seeing in Russia. They're seeing them all over. You're going to be surprised at some of the artist imagery. We can't get, obviously, classified photos. But you are going to be surprised at the amount of information and the verification. Some of them are spacecraft and some of them are literal entities. Because as the Bible says, that Satan's ministers can even manifest as, you know, angels of light? Well, all orbs, unless they're invisible, and there are such things as black orbs, every color has meaning. And this, Doug, is what is so astonishing. This acceleration in that whole world is absolutely beyond anybody. And because I'm a film major and I know, you know, I mean, good night, I know science fiction. That was my favorite cinema. You were prepared. It's just like James Cameron, the producer, director, writer of Terminator. You know what he said? He said, I tried to warn you, whatever Terminator came out 30, 40 years ago, and you wouldn't listen. I don't know if you remember that. So now if we'll go back to AI and we'll stick to the screen, I'll stick
all right.
To
all right. Okay. Here it is.
While Silicon Valley may be capturing Wall Street dollars, they're dealing mostly with things to earn money on the internet. It's the greatest money trap there is in new stocks, new bonds, new offerings. Russia and China are decades ahead in the targeted applications of things loosely called AI by the public. But that is because, just like the media portrays cyber warfare as hacking, which it's not. Cyber warfare is not the same as hacking, okay? It's not. And I think it's important. Hacking is a haphazard type attack on systems to steal money or gain fame of some type. Cyber warfare is a highly skilled technical art form, not unlike professional safe crackers, because they're cracking all these codes. And the goal is to enter. Now, this is where most people are missing it. The goal is to enter or take control of a computer system to force an activity or halt activity of the targeted computer system or group of systems. Most people will not even embrace that thought because it's all, well, this is just going on and pretty soon the banks will clear and everything. No. The critical difference is that cyber warriors may have opened your system and are waiting for you to do something before making it known that the cyber warrior was there for a long time. In fact, a highly skilled cyber warrior can enter a system and have that system do something far in the future, which you never expected. I believe that statement is the basis of Henry Gruber's vision of the Russians attacking the United States. And he was shown radio towers and the radio signals, which is a bunch of, you know, like Z's. They never got out. America could not retaliate.
Yeah, I mean, if I can say this.
Yes.
When Russ and I worked together, we had discussions ad nauseum about this. And there was a demonic component. There is a demonic component to this cyber warfare, cyber warrior, that that intersects or overlaps with, believe it or not, child sacrifice. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that into the equation to let people know that this is also rooted in the demonic. Go ahead, sir.
And let me take off on that. No one ever said, and the context of understanding this statement had to be a time lock by the living God. Thank you, Lord God of heaven. AI, alien implants, alien intelligence, demon-possessed machines. I've read some of the most inane arguments. Well, inanimate objects can't be possessed. Well, tell that to the history of any tribe, any place, any people's group that believes in taboo. Taboo. You've got to stay away from something because it's evil. You know, trees talking, horrible events happening. Nobody ever said that. Now, listen, this is to the glory of God. I operate on one principle, Doug. A man has nothing except he receive it from above. I operate on the second principle. If you will be faithful, Steve, to warn my people, I'll bring the people that know to tell you what to warn my people with. But the Lord never told me that, you know, a lot of my people, or at least claimants, those are my words, at least claimants, are going to reject it. We're told in the Bible, God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Doug, God speaking, and tell people, look, I've told everybody my story, how I got saved, who I was before I got saved, and I've told everybody, take it to the Lord in prayer.